consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Matthew chapter 7, and I hope you'll join us as we consider His Word today. As always, we want to remind you that this program is listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated, a non-profit corporation in South Florida. We do have a board of directors, and when we have to make major decisions, we have a meeting online, and the board of directors make those decisions together. I'm your host, Pastor Arlen Payne, and we hope our broadcast is a blessing to you today. Matthew chapter 7. Now, also to remind you, we'd love to hear from you. We talk about this every week, but it's really true. And we do hear from many of you that write to us. Most write to us through the regular mail. And we'd love to hear from you where you're hearing the broadcast today. You know, this feedback helps us know that you're hearing the broadcast. Otherwise, we really have no way of knowing. And so we'd love to hear from you. So you could write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now you can contact me directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Then I also encourage you to go and check our website at considerhisword.org. There actually you'll find all of our broadcasts, and if you'd like to go back and hear a particular series, you can do that there at the website. Let's get to the scripture today, Matthew chapter 7. I'm not sure we'll be able to get through all of this today, but we'll get through as much of it as we can. And if we don't get done, we'll continue on to next week. So this may be one week, it may be a couple of broadcasts to get through all of this series. Entitled this message, There Is a Way. Matthew chapter 7, I want to read verses 13 and 14. Jesus was talking, and he said, Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus said, There is a way. And what he's really talking about is that there is a way to eternal life. There is a way to heaven. You know, I'm reminded of when I used to go to little county fairs or even to the state fair, that they would have this glass house. Do you remember these? It was kind of a maze. And I would go and sit and watch for a little while, and I'd watch people bumping into walls and trying to figure out the way through. Now, they could see everything, but you just could not always see your way through. It was some kind of a maze of glass. And there would be mirrors and different things. And I'd sit and watch for a little while, and pretty soon I'd think, well, I think I can do it. And boy, I'd get up and think I had it figured out, and I would go into that glass house, and right away I would get lost every time. Just seems like I couldn't find my way out. And I know one time I got so frustrated that I finally had to ask for help. And sometimes I would make it through, but sometimes you had to get help and get someone to lead you out of that way. Man has made so many attempts to find his way to heaven and to find his way to please God. And yet Jesus here said that broad is the way, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are so many ways that leads to that destruction. He said that the gate is wide and it is broad. And one way I think that many people try, or many people think that they're going to be able to make it to heaven, is what I call the stylish way. This is kind of the way of man, to find a popular way and just follow the crowd. This way you'll often find spoken of by celebrities. Recently, a celebrity said, you know, there are many roads to heaven. We're just all on a different road. Well, the truth is that's not true, because those many roads is that broad way and that wide gate. And they'll say, well, you know, as long as you're sincere and as long as you're honest with yourself, you'll be okay. The thing is that you can be sincerely wrong. Do you know how sincere the devil is? And yet he is very wrong. The devil's sincere, believe me. And I'll say, there's so many roads that lead to heaven. All religions are just different roads to the same place. Truthfully, this is a way that leads to destruction. It will be a broad way straight to hell. Now, it's a popular way, and it's a way that makes everybody feel comfortable. But in the end, it leads to destruction. And then there's the selfish way. It's when somebody says, well, I've got it figured out. Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now say, well, I've got it figured out. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Well, if you don't have his way going, you're not going anywhere. Now say, well, I have it figured out. I have my personal way, and I know how to do it, but I've got it worked out. You know, this is often the way cults get started. The leaders of a cult will say, well, I figured out a way. I figured out another way. And you know, sometimes that way leads to death. Now say, well, it just seems right. And they figured out their own plan without Jesus or without even God. And they think they've got it figured out. And someone will announce, I have the answer. And everyone flocks to them. I'll tell you, the Bible says this is a sign of the times. 1 Timothy 4:3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. Paul said again in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Vain means empty promises. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. This is a way of scheming and of trying to work it out in our own mind. But Jesus said it's a way that leads to destruction. How many times have you heard people say, well, just follow your heart and you'll be okay. Just follow your heart. Oh, I hate when people say that to young people. You know, you'll hear it around graduations or somebody giving advice. Maybe somebody's confused. They say, just follow your heart. Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 10:23. He said, O Lord, I know the ways of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct himself. It's not in you to find a way of salvation. It's got to come through the work of the Spirit of God in your heart and in your life. And then there's another way I call the sinner's way. Proverbs 13:15 says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. The transgressor is built or is bent on destruction. And I'm sure you've seen people like this. And they'll be very boastful about their sin and boastful about their lifestyle. And they'll brag and say, well, I'll be in hell with my buddies drinking. No, you won't be drinking and it won't be a party. You know, it goes beyond good understanding. Proverbs 3:15 says, good understanding gives favor. But the way of the transgressor is hard. It goes beyond good understanding. There's no fear of God, no fear of the law, no respect for anybody or anything. His own lust is his God. And we've seen people whose lives have been absolutely miserable and ruined because they're bent on their own sin, to continue in their own way with no care at all about God or about his grace or about his people or about his love. And it's hard to understand how someone can just absolutely ruin their lives without regard for their children or their family or anyone who might get in the way. Listen, I've seen it. I've seen what drugs can do to people and how desperate they become to find that next hit, to find that next pill, to find that dealer who can sell them whatever they think that they need. And they'll do whatever it takes. Oh, if they would just seek the Lord in the same way. And they have chosen the way of the sinner. And it's a hard way. Well, you know, they'll think it's an easy way and they think they have it made, but experience itself teaches us differently. It's hard. And you know, many of these people, when they find themselves sick and miserable and dying, will say, don't be like me. Don't follow my way. Their end is also destruction. James 1:15 says, when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Well, there's another way, and that is the straight way. It is an established way. It's a way that you don't have to be doubtful about or wonder about, because God in his mercy and grace has provided a way. And it's not hard to find. And as easy it is to find, how many have even rejected it? He said here that there are few that find it. And yet God has made it so clear. And I don't know how many people miss it. Jesus said it himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's the straight way. There's the only way. There is no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. He said himself, I am the door. And I hope that you're trusting him and that you have received him as your own Savior and you're going in by the straight way, because the straight way is the only way, and the only way is Jesus. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.